Environmental experts say there's still no way to estimate the damage done by the Gulf oil spill. Researcher Samantha Joy of the University of Georgia plans to tell a congressional subcommittee today that her team has traced a giant underwater oil plume stretching 15 miles out from the collapsed wellhead.
It's an infusion of oil and gas unlike anything else that's ever been seen anywhere, you know, certainly in human history.
During an expedition to the Gulf, Joyce and her team were able to confirm the underwater plume deep under the ocean using technology built right here in Massachusetts by iRobot. The Bedford-based robotics company plans to release the results today. We discussed that work this morning with Joe Dyer, head of the company's Government and Industries Division. Joe Dyer, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Tell us about Samantha Joy's findings and why researchers are so worried about these plumes of oil in the Gulf.
To understand the plumes, I think you need to go back to a good description provided by Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen a week or so ago. Admiral Allen points out that we've made some trades in this oil spill by using the dispersants to keep the oil off the beaches. An unintended consequence has been that the oil is suspended in small droplets, and that's generating these plumes deep in the water. These are the plumes that the worry is, and the reality is, will find their way into currents and could spread at a much, much wider area than the locale of the oil spill.
From your point of view, what makes a Sea Glider perfect for this job?
Sea Glider has the ability to stay out a long time, to do it unmanned, which means that it's very affordable. So when you're looking at questions like how much oil is there, where is it, where is it going, how fast, the old way of doing business was to put a research vessel out with a full crew. You can do that, and that's certainly being done in the Gulf today. But if you want to do that over the long term, and this is going to be a long-term monitoring to understand the impact of this oil spill on the nation at large.
Is there more than one Sea Glider at work here?
There is. The iRobot company out of Bedford, Mass., as you know, has one Sea Glider down that's our own, and the U.S. Navy has two Sea Gliders that are operating in the Gulf as well.
How does Sea Glider help figure out how big an oil plume is, and how does it help figure out what the plume is comprised of?
Well, Sea Glider operates much like a sailplane operates in the air. It can adjust its center of gravity, and it can adjust its buoyancy, and it will dive down with lift that generates travel. Slowly, by the way, it's only about 1.5 or 2 knots, Bob, but it will travel down, generate lift, travel through through the water, taking data the entire time. Then it will change buoyancy again, come back up 1,000 meters, calls home via satellite systems at the top, and reports on its findings from its sensors.
Just a couple of days ago, it was only just a couple of days ago, that top-ranking BP officials disputed the presence of these underwater plumes, saying there's no evidence of their existence. So do you think this technology, the Sea Glider, has now proven that BP was misjudging or misrepresenting that fact?
Well, it certainly seems to be the case that the data say the plumes were there. We got our first pickups exactly the same day and close to the same time that BP CEO was making his apparent statement in error.
So what's next?
Well, long-term monitoring. You know, we're going to stop this oil spill sooner or later, but the after effects are going to be ones of tremendous environmental consequence and environmental interest. It is a tragedy in many ways, economically and for the people on the coast. It's going to change ways of life. So how quickly will it get well? What can we do to help? Will those things that we're doing to try and help really matter? This is really a question of data collection, and iRobot Sea Glider is a prime way to accomplish that.
And it'll be in the Gulf for a long time to come, you imagine?
It'll be in the Gulf for a long time, and while it's not going to be on the beaches as much as prior oil spills, it's going to be in the water, on the bottom, and a lot of questions about what that's going to precipitate.
Joe Dyer, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.
Joe Dyer heads the Government and Industries Division of iRobot, based in Bedford.